Every song and your piece.
Yeah, I know. Hold your peace.
What is that from?
Elisha.
The Bible.
When they're telling him that his master is going to go away from him, Elijah. And he's like, yay, I know. Hold your peace. But the one who started doing that was Marco started doing that. Oh, anytime you tell something, he'd go, he's like, yay, I know. Hold your peace. We need to bring that back. Anytime someone says something that we already know.
Elon,
we want to tell him to shut up. Just be like, "Yay, I know. Hold your peace."
We talk about Elon Musk so much about on this podcast.
Do we really?
We do.
There's not one episode on here. Maybe one from the first season where it's actually
Neuralink.
About Elon.
No, it was.
Neuralink. We did Neuralink.
And
it was your idea.
No, it wasn't. I don't even like this guy. Look at him.
He looks like.
Is
male
Elon
version.
Musk an alien? Guess what tech billionaire said.
I'll tell you.
Man, people are so obsessed with aliens. It's like crazy, man. Because they think that he's an alien from another planet, and the reason he's creating all these things as fast as possible
to go
is because
home.
He's trying to get home.
It's like E.T. That's a beautiful story, actually. I hope it's true.
He's trying to get home.
He wants to go
home. Yeah, he wants to go home, so he creates a freaking electric car. That's a stupid alien.
He shot it into space. He did shoot it into space. I mean, it's all the pieces are falling.
He's like, hey, leave Elon alone.
I run Elon.
Is he Canadian?
No, he's from South Africa.
Yeah. His mom... I think one of his parents are from Canada.
Really?
Canada.
Really?
From Canada. Yeah, one of his parents are from Canada. Yeah.
His eyes like lit up. Really?
Really?
Wow.
I like this guy. He's all right.
I'm going to subscribe.
His dad owns like emerald mining in South Africa. That's why.
Emerald
so that's
mining.
How he has his money. Blood diamonds.
No, emeralds.
Blood emeralds. Happy? Who do you think is mining them, dude? Poor black
kids. He's all blood.
Bloods.
Blood is.
Bloods are mine.
So we're going to talk about that, and then we're also going to talk about Roe versus Wade potentially being overturned, which I don't think it will be. You guys heard about that, right?
Yeah.
You don't think it will be?
No, I don't think it will be.
I think it will be.
Yeah, I just...
Yeah, I don't think so.
This country's so wicked. It's just like for them to just stop it. I mean, I'd be happy if that were the case. I would hope that they would overturn it. But it just doesn't seem likely. I'm a doom and gloom kind of guy, you know?
It's better to be like a pessimist and then
I
be
prefer
right.
to be an accelerationist.
Okay. When are you donating to the temple fund?
Well, not that. That's tier three accelerationist. I'm tier one. Elon Musk buys Twitter for $44 billion. That's like pocket change to him.
How many billion?
$44 billion.
That's a lot of money.
That's a big number.
And Netflix show Old Enough divides parents. Oh, well, that has nothing to do with anything.
What? Where?
Oh, that's the draft. Okay. So that leaked, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys know about that?
Yeah. A little bit. You know his mom?
Huh?
This is his mom.
Elon Musk?
Elon Musk's mom, yeah.
She looks like an alien.
She does.
I'm starting to believe this whole theory.
She looks South African.
There's a dude from my work who is like convinced aliens exist, and you'll bring it up like all the time.
Are you kidding me? Not just that guy. A ton of people.
Yeah, that's true.
There's the guy from, you know, remember that band, Blink-182?
Yeah.
The
Travis
lead singer, he's a major advocate of aliens.
For the longest time he has been, right?
Oh, I didn't know that. I just heard about that recently. I thought he just recently came out.
Have you ever heard about these, like, alien religions that base, like, it's like their scripture?
Are you recording everything? Yes. Including on the cameras? Yes. Wonderful.
He's checking, actually, right now. He's recording on the cameras.
He's all, actually, no.
Actually... What I meant by yes was no.
They should be.
Last I checked.
I mean, I don't know. We could talk about aliens.
I feel we've already talked about aliens before.
Are aliens real?
You're great at this, Uli.
Go click on the news tab. Or just
UFOs are real. So
type in aliens.
Okay. Okay. UFOs are real. So let's talk about
that. That's from. 6 days ago.
This
is like Australia. This is like Australia. This is like Spectrum News 9. What is this?
It's not Fox. It's not real. It's not credible.
If it's not, what is it? What is that Trump news channel? Newsmax. If it's not Newsmax, I don't buy it.
Yeah, that, I made a video on that. Those are the UAPs.
We talked about this on a podcast.
We did. All right, guys. I got a lot to edit there.
What's a UAP?
Unidentified aerial phenomenon.
You were on the podcast.
No, he wasn't. I don't think he was.
I'm gonna look it up.
You just got fact check again, bro.
You see, sometimes Adam does speak with, you know, a lot of confidence and authority, yeah, even though he just blatantly
he's
wrong.
A confidence
I believe
fan.
It in my mind. I believe it in my mind.
Just because you believe it don't mean it's true, bro.
Half of the reason why he wins, most of the 50% of why he
people
wins
don't challenge
argument,
him.
Not 50%.
Because people don't look it up.
Not 50%. Not 50%.
See, let's look that up.
Oh, actually, yeah, the UAP one was just John. Even I wasn't there.
See, he's wrong. You see what I'm saying? That
at least he can.
You're right.
He's
it
wrong.
Wasn't 50%, but it is 50% now.
Dude, I thought I was on that podcast. I don't even remember.
Wow, that's great. You know why? That means that when you watched it, you were immersed to the point where you thought.
I didn't watch.
Wait,
it.
Wait, you were on a podcast where John was present?
No, I wasn't.
No.
We see. We create memories.
That's awesome.
Oh, you know what?
He talked about the monastery.
Yeah. That was the first podcast at the old building.
John
was
on it?
Yes.
Yes. That's when he talked about the monastery and he talked about aviation.
I wasn't on that, though.
Yeah. So I don't know where you're getting these memories from. They're non-existent. They just, you were never there.
You made it up. Am I here now?
So Elon Musk, aside from going to space and making electric cars and flamethrowers and
big holes.
You know, all kinds of neat technology. He's now also the owner of Twitter.
Not yet, but he's going to be.
He's going to be.
Yeah.
Well, he already bought it, though.
Yeah, but it takes, like, months to
buy. He mailed the check.
Yeah.
So
it's basically in the bag, though.
Yeah.
He purchased it for $44 billion.
Yeah.
Look that up again. Because we don't want to take Adam's.
Is it worth $44 billion?
It's $56.
Twitter?
$56 per
share. I would not doubt that, that
like
Twitter would be worth
figure.
$44 billion.
Right there, the second link.
But how does somebody make money off Twitter?
Ads.
Just like they would make
on
money
Twitter?
On Facebook, of course.
I haven't been on Twitter for years.
Look how many ads are on this website.
Oh, yeah. That's
Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Look at all these ads. Good night.
Is that Twitter?
Yeah, $44 billion.
No, that's not Twitter.
Dude, this is a
Musk
new website.
Gets Twitter for $44 billion to cheers and fears a free speech plan. So he considers himself to be a free speech absolutist. Is that how you pronounce it?
I haven't heard that.
Look up that. Type in Elon Musk free speech absolutist. I thought I heard something about that. Yeah, see?
It auto completed.
Basically, he just... really for free speech.
No matter what.
So that makes me wonder if, like, you know, I mean, like, he says he believes in free speech, but does he really believe in free speech?
The way he described it was like...
How did he describe it? Tell us about it, Adam.
Because
you're a Twitter guy.
I am a Twitter guy. The way he described it was that, like, he is, like, a liberal from like 25 years ago, and like the left has like left him behind essentially. So he's saying like, well, this is what we all used to believe. Everybody used to believe in free speech. And I just haven't changed while everybody else has.
He's like the hippies.
Yeah, exactly.
Of the 70s.
I don't know if he's that old, but sure.
I know, but I'm saying the hippies of the 70s who believed in free speech.
Right, yeah,
and, you know.
Yeah. Like leftists before used to be like small government, you know, stuff like that.
Musk owning Twitter is a nightmare for many, and this will go through regulatory scrutiny on both sides of the pond.
Something interesting that somebody at church mentioned was that him owning it might allow him to collect more data on like human speech and human like language patterns and stuff like that for like Neuralink as well.
That's probably why he wants it.
Maybe that's why he wants
it. Well, I mean, that would definitely make sense.
I don't know how much like Twitter tweets like is like worth as far as like intellectual Neuralink stuff, but...
It's just going to give a summary of what people on Twitter are saying. So that's really what he needs, whether it's intelligent speech or not, right?
Because
I know a lot of stuff on Twitter is just kind of jargon.
Really dumb jargon. A lot of code.
You kind of wonder, though, like, so does this mean we can post, like, really controversial stuff on Twitter?
I think it might.
Like, is he going to stop us? Is he going to take us?
He's been taking on, like, the moderation policy. Of like he's like been like criticizing like the old moderation policy of Twitter of like being very like skewed to like left wing stuff, like they banned like Tucker Carlson and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm wondering is like, is he Is he just saying that he's for free speech for those who are conservative?
He's saying for like
anybody.
Anybody. Hmm. So it'll be interesting.
I guess we'll find out.
It's not out of self-interest at all.
I mean, yeah, the self-interest is that he wants information for his Neuralink.
I think so, yeah. I think it makes sense that he has, like, this huge data pool.
Because I don't think he really cares about anyone but himself.
Why'd he buy it, then? What is your theory on why he bought
it? I don't know why he bought it. I don't even know why it's worth so much.
Well, if he didn't care, I mean, regardless if he cares or not about...
Like, look at the quality of the Tesla Model 3 coming out of the factory.
Put it this way.
He doesn't care. Look at the gaps on those door panels.
I mean, think about this. Maybe he purchased it because, you know, under this cloak of free speech because he wants everyone to say everything they want so he can collect all that information.
Yeah, what people really think.
What people really think.
He's also talking about this thing of, like, verifying everybody. Since, like, Twitter is Twitter is different than, like, other social media sites. Sure. It's, like, a lot of people are anonymous on Twitter. Whereas on, like, Facebook, it's your real name. Instagram, it's your real name. Stuff like that.
So to get verified, you would have to use your real name or something, or what?
I think so.
Oh.
So there's that, too.
Sneaky, sneaky, sneaky.
But it's not, like, super clear how that'll work. What?
I don't know.
I have a Twitter, but I just haven't used it. But this has actually motivated me to, like, go back on there. Yeah. So how does it work? Because... I mean, like, how do you get followers on Twitter? Like,
you just tweet, and people retweet you, and other people see it.
Is it kind of like other social media platforms?
Yeah.
How's the algorithm on there when it comes to that?
I think, like, as far as the algorithm goes, it's a lot fairer because it is, like, driven by, like, user interaction, like, nothing else. And so it's, like, it's not like you're being delisted because it has controversial stuff. Maybe you are, but it's not as obvious because there's, like, Twitter is, like, the last, like, part of, like, social media websites that's, like, still has, like, a lot of right-wing people on it, essentially.
So then, what was I going to say about that? Is it easy to go viral on Twitter?
Yeah, I'd say so.
You trend, right? Things trend.
No, yeah, hashtags trend. But, like, to go viral, you have to get, like, a ton of retweets, you know, essentially.
Can you put up Twitter.com?
And I have a... There's actually a byway to heaven on Twitter with, like, 300 retweets or something like that. And it has, like, 200,000 views or something crazy.
Oh,
like
200,000.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah. Let me actually look it up to make sure I'm not making it up.
The only reason I even know that anything that I'm on is on Twitter is because I think I accidentally went on there. And, when you're not on a specific...
This one. It's 84,000 views. It's just a 10-minute Bible way to heaven. It has like 250.
Oh, yeah. How long can videos be on Twitter?
So you can pay like $3 to have like a 10-minute video on there, but the maximum is 220 minutes. 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
2 minutes and 20 seconds?
Yeah.
Why 2 minutes and 20 seconds?
It's double. I think originally it was just like a minute and 10, which is like, and then they doubled it for some reason. I don't know. Pope Francis. What was that? Pope Francis greater than Pastor Stephen
Anderson. No Baptist on my profile. No KJV Simps on my profile. No Pastor Stephen Anderson stands on my profile.
And then it's an ugly guy.
Who is that?
He's just.
He's a troll?
He's characterized. This guy's a new IFP.
Oh, he's a new IFP guy. Yeah. Russell Feathers?
Yeah.
I noticed a lot of new IFP people do this, or just people on Twitter in general, actually. They don't really put their profile picture on there, huh?
No.
They put a fake one like you do?
Yeah. I do be doing that.
Why do people do that? Because they don't want to get taken down?
I think it's like, I don't know. The reason I do it.
Well, why
like,
do you do it?
The reason I do it is just I don't want my name attached to a lot of the stuff I say online because people can like go around and.
Oh, that's right. Because
Adam's same reason why Bruce Wayne is Batman, right?
Not really.
What?
Because he doesn't want his name attached to his crime fighting.
Oh, is this Sherfonda? Just look up my Twitter, bro. What, you don't like my Twitter, bro? You like my content?
Olive Tree 1769.
Dude, do you know it? Wow, that's pretty good. I don't even know mine.
I follow you.
No, look up. Just look up
it's
Bruce
right,
Mejia.
It's right there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, look, type it in again. Where? Oh, right there. Yeah. All the way at the bottom.
1860. Or what is it?
1569. That's the Biblia del Oso.
Oh.
Man, that's a long time. Oh, yeah, that was a good one. I like that. I made that. That was a cool little meme there.
Cassidy Campbell also posted like the Byway to Heaven and got tons of views on Twitter.
Yeah. See, I think I tweeted some stuff and it didn't do as well. And I was like, screw this. This is not worth it. Yeah. Did I post that? I guess I posted that.
How much did he pay for Twitter again?
That's from 2 years. $44 billion.
$44 billion.
But it's not an actual cash. It's like, well, it isn't cash.
That's a lot of money.
He's all, Yeah, of course it's a lot of money.
It's an expensive website.
That's a good observation.
It's astronomical.
Don Lemon is a wicked reprobate. Look, 24 likes, 12 retweets, 10 comments. Yeah, it's lame.
You just gotta commit.
Oh, I think that's the one who I got the most views on, actually. That one right there. It got 30 likes,
dude,
17 retweets.
Dude, if you just repost your shorts on Twitter, that'd probably be good.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. So anyway, actually, I like that one right there.
Anyway, I started blasting.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite ones. And that was it. It was like,
that was your Twitter streak.
Yeah. I just always thought Twitter was for like old people.
It's for It's for the Zoomers. It's for the young generation. The Zoomers.
The Zoomers.
It's like Generation Z boomers. The Zoomers.
Is that Treebird?
This is a troll. Oh, dude, this is a troll. Off. This is a troll.
It's a troll. Yeah, bad preacher clips.
Yeah, he posts just like preacher clips of like IFB people. He posted you on there.
Cool.
Yeah, I know. Some of the clips are really base too. So yeah. they're like
that's great.
Yeah.
How much money does he want in that clip?
He posts a lot of old IFB guys too, mostly.
How to get things from God. It says memorize God's word so you can quote it back to him. Treebro, I thank God for his man and how to get things from God. I need this. What a wonderful message. Give me money.
He like satirizes. Give like, the me IFB. Money. This guy's kind of like the recovering fundamentalist. He goes in like the same circles.
These guys are gay, man.
Yeah.
I can't stand the recovering fundamentalist. I heard some of their podcasts and I was like, this is just... First of all, why would you call yourself a recovering fundamentalist? So are you trying to become a fundamentalist once again? Or are you just traumatized from being a fundamentalist?
That's what it is. They're recovering from being a fundamentalist.
Leslie Romero's.
Yeah, you know, you don't really sound that, you know, kind of manly. Recovering
from it's like you had an addiction. You're like a recovering alcoholic.
Yeah,
it's like I was weak.
There's Paul Chappell. I always thought, yeah, because you know, I think Pastor Anderson has like a good amount of followers too, right? Doesn't he have like 4,000 or something like that
on Twitter? He makes really funny tweets. Go to Pastor.
Does
Anderson's
he go to Pastor Anderson's tweets right
just
now?
Just look up Pastor Steve or maybe
Sanderson 1611 or something.
Probably, yeah.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Sanderson 1611.
Yeah,
there he is. That's the classic photo.
These ones are really funny.
All right, let me read it. All right, so the Afghan people are 99.7% Muslim. And many of them want to flee to a Christian country so they don't have to live in a total hellhole. But let me guess. They don't want to bring their... Or what does it say? They want to bring their perverted religion with them so they can screw up another country, right?
Wait, scroll down a little bit. Keep going. Yeah, that one. Why is it racist?
Where?
It's the,
oh, yeah. Why is it racist to show an Asian wearing a conical hat and eating from a bowl with chopsticks? Millions of Asians have done that. So what is it? So what's the issue? Is there something wrong with Asians being Asian?
Our world is insane.
Now Dr. Seuss books are considered racist. Dumb.
He tweets like Trump.
That's so funny because yesterday I literally there's Asians live in front of me and they're wearing that.
The conical hat, yeah. Eating out of rice bowls.
That thing is funny. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm gonna start getting on Twitter. Our YouTube channel is doing pretty good. It has it's about to hit 25,000 subscribers.
Nice. Dang.
And then one of our videos is about to hit 400,000 views, which is pretty cool.
Which one?
Where's Hell Located? And I've got
how much is it gonna hit?
It's about to hit like 400,000.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's really cool. It's really cool. A lot of people were like, California. It's in California. California.
It's like you guys are original.
Yeah.
People live in the middle of nowhere.
But I think I'm being shadow banned on Instagram.
They do that. They do that a lot.
The only reason I say that is because my videos on Instagram get a lot of views, but the followers just are not going. It stays between like... It goes up 5 and down 5, up 5 and down 5. I got like 5,000 followers or whatever. And I feel like I'm being shadow banned is basically where...
You just get like...
The app hides you.
Yeah.
So that so you're not easily discovered by,
yeah,
you know, people.
Hmm.
And it's typically based upon, you know, if you post controversial stuff or whatever.
Yeah. It's the algorithm just like brings you down. It doesn't recommend your posts as much and stuff like that. Yeah. But Elon Musk buying Twitter, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'm curious about that, if we're really going to be able to post controversial things, because, you know, on YouTube, it's not really worth posting controversial things anymore.
You just get banned, right?
Well, this is why I don't post some of the hottest stuff that I preach on YouTube anymore. Just to make it very clear, it's because, number one, you could potentially nuke your channel.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, what's the point, right? They nuke the channel, no one else can hear it. But two, let's say they don't nuke the channel. The algorithm is so sensitive that your video will probably only get 100 views, and then they'll immediately take it down. So the purpose of posting controversial things is to reach the masses. But if you post a new audience, yeah, or, you know, so it's not worth it. Because then your video gets taken down, you get a strike. And
all
it's
that
just
work,
like,
you put into
there's
it. All
no,
the work you
there's
put
no
into
win. Yeah,
there's no win.
There's no upside to it. Yeah.
So I'm actually going to start, like, in the month of June, you know, because there's so much, there's so
try
much material.
Try Twitter in the month of June.
Oh. Can you live stream to Twitter? No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Because Twitter's only supposed to be for, like, one-liners or something, right?
It's like short bits.
But you can tweet that you're about to live stream.
I'm about to preach on faggots.
Yeah, you know? Right?
Let's see if hashtag.
Tune in, Elon.
Well, thanks, Elon.
Well, what's interesting is, like, recently, too, he was posting about the Ghislaine, or however you say your name, the Maxwell trial. Elon was posting about that on Twitter and saying, like, why was this stuff being hidden from people on Twitter? Why was it being, like, shadow banned? Stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So he was like going after journalists to say, like, why was your name on the flight logs? Stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's pretty interesting stuff.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah. I don't know. He's a weirdo, but
I just can't. You know, he's a billionaire, though. You know, he's like, billionaires are wicked. You know, no matter how
he has other motives. I mean, he doesn't want to set the world free.
Twitter will always be free for casual users, but maybe a slight cost for commercial government users.
He wants to monetize Twitter beyond ads as well. He wants to make money off of it because he sees like a big opportunity.
The big opportunity is information. That's why Facebook is worth like $500 billion.
Yeah, Facebook's like dying though. It's
is
like
it really dying?
It's for boomers, yeah. Big time.
I'm shocked. I'm just shocked.
This year was the first year Facebook had like a lower amount of users than the prior year.
Why? Where did they go? Where did all the users go?
Like, new user signups.
Oh.
It was the first year
ever. So they're not reaching a whole lot of people.
Yeah, it's the first year ever that this happens.
It's a lame type of app just because it's very strict.
Is it? Like, you bet you get banned for everything.
You get banned for everything. You got like
it's better
misinformation, freaking things.
It's better for like organizing though, like in communities and stuff like that. I think that's mostly what it's for.
For sure. I forgot what I was gonna say. As I was saying, he literally says that right there.
Come on, you can do it.
Scroll, man. What is that? 2022. Here we go. Well, he's definitely, you know, pulling on the heartstrings of the conservatives stuff and you know, libertarians.
Tucker Carlson's back on Twitter.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. So there is misinformation out there, though.
What do you
mean? Because I saw something on Instagram where it was like, Trump's back on Twitter. And he's like, I'm back.
Yeah, it was just a fake.
Buy McDonald's and fix all the ice cream sheets. Oh, man, that would be good. That's pretty funny. Listen, I can't do miracles, okay? He's pretty funny, huh?
Funny guy.
But it's not true, though.
No, Trump said that he wasn't going to go back to Twitter.
That's so weird.
Because he made his own stupid social media site.
That probably no one's ever going to.
Exactly. I'm sure nobody uses it except conservatives.
Why don't he should just go back on Twitter?
I think you know what? I think he's doing like he's probably going to go back eventually, but he's going to build it up.
Yeah.
Like Twitter was
social. That's what it's called.
Yeah, that's what he made, or he didn't make it, but you know, he put his name behind it.
Lame.
Yeah, it's just another one of these stupid conservative social media sites where you only talk to
it's
other
like
conservatives.
It's like an echo chamber.
It's an echo chamber.
Yeah, it's an echo chamber.
Who cares?
It's like you're not reaching anybody new.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Is like a lot of these social media platforms are like these ones that are really free.
Yeah,
they're like that. Like
Gab,
BitChute, and Gab.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you're not really reaching anybody new.
It's just BitChute is just for conspiracy like theorists. Yeah. Gab is just for like right wing Christians.
It's better to just go where everyone's at.
Yeah, the town square, basically.
Yeah,
yeah.
You don't want to go to the conservative.
But that's YouTube.
That is YouTube.
That is YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That's YouTube for sure, because within the last 4 months, 5 months, I've gotten a lot of followers, subscribers on YouTube that are just, they're out there. They're just people who are not new IFPP people.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's what you want, though.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. What is that? SpaceX crew. Wow. So is he still going to Mars or what?
I don't know.
Did he just, like, dump that idea?
He's still, I mean, no, he's still, he's probably still, he's going to live on Mars all alone. He's going to live for 300 years or
something. Well, he's an alien, remember?
Yeah.
He's going to go over there and tweet from there.
He'll probably say one day I'll send the first tweet from Mars.
You really thought about this, huh?
I just come up with
it. It's going to be an epic moment.
I've been waiting for it my whole life.
Are you on Twitter still?
Yes.
Weren't you banned or something?
Yeah. I just made another one.
Oh, okay. Are you still posting on Twitter or what?
Yeah.
What's your Twitter?
Don't worry about it.
What is it? I'll cut it out of here.
No, don't worry about it.
It's why? Cool. Are you posting crazy stuff or what? Why are you afraid?
Just don't.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, I saw a video of Elon Musk saying, like, someone had asked him about AI, right? And I can't remember exactly what they asked, but they were just asking him about AI, and he's like, well, at this moment, we have the technologies. It's not hard at all, he said. It doesn't even cost that much. I can send a drone in here. With the names of people that, like, basically he needs to kill, and it'll happen like that. He's like, with the technology we have now, it doesn't cost a whole lot of money. It's easy to do. For a drone to just fly in, just pick off a bunch of people.
Yeah, that they do that in the Middle East, don't they? Dude, Americans have been doing that for a long time.
I'm talking about like a little drone where it goes into a building.
Yeah. Just tape like a 9mm on it.
I don't think they have that.
Yeah, but you can make it. It doesn't sound.
That's what far-fetched. He said. That's what he said.
Or you could just hire someone to do it if you really want it done.
No, but that's the benefit of having a machine do it. You know, you don't send a human being inside. I'm just saying, like,
can't send a drone to jail, I guess.
Well, especially if the owner of the drone is the authorities.
And then the drone just like kamikazes itself. So
like you can see how that could be used during the tribulation to hunt down Christians, you know? Like they're hiding out there, just whack them all. It just goes in there.
That's what Hike's right. That's what they've been doing in like Iraq and Afghanistan for a while. Just
sending a little drone inside of a building and shooting everyone?
They don't need a little drone. They can just bomb it.
Yeah, but he's saying that he can send a drone inside of a building with specific targets, not just killing everyone inside and just picking people off. Obviously, that's easy to just drop a bomb on a building.
Duh. They probably already have that tech, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's what I said, he said the technology is already available.
Sorry, there was like
if you were to listen, you know, you would have heard that.
There was like a train. I
said that before the train came. Free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy. And Twitter's the digital town square. Oh, that's funny. I just heard that term used right now by Adam.
That's a thing. That's a thing. Like people call it the digital town square. Already.
Twitter?
Yeah.
Twitter is the digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated, said Mr. Musk. I also want to make Twitter better than ever by enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating the spam bots, and authenticating all humans. Twitter has tremendous potential. I look forward to working with the company and the community of users to unlock it. I mean, YouTube is still better, though. Right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
If it said, like...
They're very different sites. You know
they
what I
are.
Mean? They're very different sites.
If he replaced...
They have different purposes.
Democracy with Republic, I mean, we're talking, but... democracy? We're not supposed to be a democracy.
You know what he means.
I think he's just gonna fire everyone.
That's
on
what scares me is that I know what he means.
He's been like going after like the lawyers of Twitter and all the stuff, like the censorship team of Twitter and all the stuff. It's interesting. I'm hopeful. And this is kind of like the
who sold it to him?
Well, it was owned by shareholders and stuff like that. So he offered them like $54 per share. And then the board and everybody agreed, so everybody has to forcefully sell their shares to Elon Musk, and then he's taking it private. So he's going to own 100% of the shares. Because right now, like the highest owner after Elon Musk of shares is like 2% of the company.
What did you say, Eli? I think it'll take a year. Stuff like that takes a year.
But this is kind of like tying in with like, it's almost as if like the, it feels, I know it's not necessarily true, but it feels like the pendulum is swinging, especially with the Roe versus Wade stuff that's coming out. It's like, oh, are we going the other direction now? Did we go like go too far with like all this like leftist nonsense? Like is the pendulum swinging back?
Well, speaking of that, we got Roe versus Wade potentially being overturned. So explain this to us. What's going on here? We have some leaked documents.
Yes, right? I think a clerk or something, like a like SCOTUS clerk leaked the Supreme Court of the United States draft to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Mm-hmm.
And this has never happened before. It's super weird that they're like leaking this like this. It almost feels a little orchestrated. I don't fully buy it.
Yeah.
I don't fully buy this whole leaking stuff. Because it, like, it really is like they're trying to make it look like, you know, hey, the pendulum is swinging the other way. And like after this leaked, all the liberals went outside of the Supreme Court and started protesting, mm-hmm. and saying my body, my choice, all this stuff. After like 3 years of being forced to wear masks. So there's like most of the justices on the court are like conservative. They were appointed by like Bush and Trump. And like the after Ruth Bader Ginsburg died and some other dude died, like the liberals are like a minority.
So what does this mean now?
I think it'll honestly, I think they will repeal it. And if they do repeal it, it'll immediately become like illegal in like 30 states, I think. Where some states have it legalized.
I have a hard time believing that that's going to happen. I just have a hard time believing that.
Yeah.
Because I don't really have a whole lot of faith in America, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Faith's in the Bible, but not in America.
I don't really have faith in it either, but I think this is kind of playing into the whole, like, the right wing, like renaissance almost. Like, we're pushing back now. Like, we're taking control, you know? And it kind of almost feeds into, like, this whole, like, because I think the Antichrist is going to be, like, a right-wing savior,
mm-hmm.
like a right-wing hero. So I feel like that kind of plays into it.
I see what you're saying.
So the pendulum is
creating
like
creating a facade that everything is going in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah. And there's like history like professors and sociologists and stuff like that who call this the fourth turning, where it's like the America has gone through like four generations, and the last one was like neoliberalism and the unraveling. And the current one is like the crisis. Like everything is in crisis and things are about to get.
That's what
we're in right now. And you see that with COVID-19. You see that like with.
What's the next one?
The Antichrist?
after the four, there's like each era has like four turnings or something like that. So he hasn't.
The fourth one is crisis?
Yeah.
After a crisis, you can either have like total destruction or like a renaissance.
Yeah.
Total destruction or a renaissance?
Like Rome. Like Rome went through like its crisis period.
And it went through and it got totally destroyed.
But a portion of it went off and existed.
Became
for like
America.
existed for like another 1,000 years or something like that.
Yeah.
About to get a lot more heated. And you see it. Like I feel the reason they leaked this was to like rile liberals up, to rile the Democrats up so they have time to get organize and to get like militant and stuff like that.
Hmm.
I mean, dude, you saw what they did in like the inner cities during like the BLM protests. Like,
next to my house.
They're very capable of just setting stuff on fire and breaking buildings and violating people.
Just because they can't murder.
So basically, we have only one of two options then. Destruction or renaissance? Destruction or paintings?
Well, that's what comes after crisis.
So if the Antichrist would come paintings. After this, then it would be like a renaissance. It would be like things would get better.
Destruction or paintings?
What did you say?
Destruction or paintings?
Or gay paintings? Italian paintings?
Wow, yeah. That would actually make a whole lot of sense, actually.
Yeah.
That, if the Antichrist were to show up
after this
kind of thing, or it could be that he shows up after the destruction
to build everything back up.
Yeah.
Well, the crisis is we are like, I don't know about you, but things feel a lot less like stable, like in America recently in the last like 3 years with all this COVID stuff, like everything's getting more expensive. Like the like billionaires are just getting billionaires.
Are we going to run out of food next year? Is what I heard.
That's what I'm talking about.
We are. Yeah, it's in our nation is definitely in a crisis mode for sure. Like it's been, it seems as though the world in which we live in now is just completely different than when it was like in 2010.
Yeah.
Oh, the good old days.
Like 2010 is a completely different world.
Yeah.
Than what it was, than what it is now. Like, it seems as though there's always bad news.
Yeah.
Every couple of months or every year. Like,
and it's like devastating bad news. It's not just like a little, well, it's like just a knockout
blow. It's just kind of like havoc after like havoc. Like,
yeah, it's
war,
like,
and
it's like they're doing like attrition on us. Like, we just spent like 3 years of COVID, of like this like oppression.
That the whole COVID thing like took a toll on our nation. Like it changed like the dynamics of our country.
Yeah.
Drastically.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it polarized people a lot more.
And then you had the laws and stuff, the mask mandates, the vaccines. Now you got the Ukraine thing. You had BLM protests.
Yeah.
You had like all this chaotic things that were happening after George Floyd. You know, people were dying, and the country was just in utter chaos.
It's funny,
it's kind of like what Rome was like when Julius Caesar went after that one guy, and they kind of left like Rome to itself.
Mm. Remember the senators that? Like, started going buck wild. Basically.
Everyone just took, yeah, and it's just like 10 years of utter chaos.
Yeah.
Or just complete unrest. A lot of violence.
Caesar came back.
But then Caesar came back and made it all better.
Oh, but then they killed Caesar.
Yeah, but that was like way
later. Yeah.
But then Caesar came back after he died. Oh, wait, no, that's the Antichrist. That's actually the Antichrist. Sorry about that.
Tripping out right now.
The story of Caesar is very, in my opinion,
Hike believed you. He was like, hey, Caesar came back to life?
The story of Caesar is very much similar to the Antichrist, in my opinion. Yeah. It's actually very similar. I thought Trump was going to do what Caesar did.
He was going to cross the Rubicon.
Yeah, I thought he was going to cross the Rubicon.
Cross the dude the is too fat.
You know what you know what that story is, right? When he crossed the Rubicon?
No.
Basically, they had called him back to Rome to basically relieve him of his
duties
because of war crimes. But, you know, he was so successful on the field and just conquering and possessing more land for Rome.
His soldiers loved him, too.
His soldiers loved him. I mean, Rome just loved him.
Yeah.
Just in general. But so he came back, but he came back with his army. But the law is that if you crossed the Rubicon, it was considered an invasion.
Yeah.
And so it's just like once he got to that Rubicon, it's just like, is he gonna do it or not? And then he crossed, and it was like, oh crap, he's coming.
Yeah.
So then when they got word of it in Rome, I forgot what the guy's name was, but the guy who basically put out a hit on him to relieve him of his duties, he's like, we got to get out of here. Yeah. So they fled Rome, and Julius Caesar was like, told Mark Antony and his troops, like, we're going after them.
Yeah.
So he followed them. And this guy, I can't believe what
Biden.
No, not Biden. Biden, probably, yeah.
That dude can like take two steps.
The guy who wanted to release. It was just the Senate in general, I thought.
Yeah, but there's one particular guy who was kind of heading up the whole thing. He was trying to get to the coast because he was gonna travel to, I think it was like Greece, because obviously there's all types of armies, Roman armies and legions all around the area that he can gather to fight against Julius Caesar. And Julius Caesar and his army were just coming after him, and then they were just like a couple hours too late or something.
Yeah.
And once they reached the beach, they saw that the men had already like set sail. And so he tells Mark Antony, like,
pack up.
No, he's like, build boats. We're going after them. And he's like, what? He's like, build boats. So he had all his men build boats.
Build boats, or you better hope you float.
Are you thinking of Pompeii?
I think it was Pompeii.
Yeah.
But he had him build boats, and so he's like, I don't know, like a couple days or weeks or something went by, and they're building these boats. And he's like, how many of you guys? Like, we only got enough for one, like half of the army. Let's and go. He's like, all right, I'm going with the first half. And once you're finished with the second half, you guys follow me. They're like, dang. So they reach there, and then, you know, that guy, he's there, and he has his army. And the guy comes to tell him, like, Julius Caesar has arrived. And he's like, what? Because he was very fearful of Julius Caesar, because that guy was a beast of a fighter and a general, like.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you know, this guy ends up fleeing into Egypt, and he gets his head cut off.
It is Pompeii. If he got his head cut off,
yeah. Yeah, he got his head cut off by the Egyptian pharaoh,
mm-hmm.
And Julius Caesar followed him there, and but he was already dead at that point. And Egypt was actually there was like civil unrest at that time.
In Egypt.
In Egypt, because the Pharaoh, who was like a kid, like a little twerp.
He was like King Saul.
He was fighting against his sister.
He's a 1 year old.
His sister being Cleopatra. And so, but the reason that that Pharaoh kid or whatever killed Pompey is because he was hoping that once Julius Caesar arrived, that Julius Caesar would be pleased with the fact that he destroyed his enemy. But Julius Caesar actually wasn't happy about that. Because actually Pompey, I think, was married to like Julius Caesar's daughter or something. I don't remember.
They're related.
They're related somehow. But he still wanted to kill him because, you know, whatever. Because they're weirdos like that. But he ended up being... They put him on house arrest because he refused to help the Pharaoh against Cleopatra. And then, you know, the kid ends up dying and Cleopatra takes over. And that's when the whole thing between him and Cleopatra happened. But then he goes back to Rome. This is like 10 years.
Yeah.
So during this time, and I think he sent Mark Antony back to Rome to kind of settle things. And Mark Antony just screwed everything up because he's like a good, like, secondhand man.
He's not a ruler.
But he's not a ruler, and he's just like he's just screwed everything up. And there's total unrest. There's violence in the streets. This is really bad.
And then he goes back and becomes dictator, right?
Yeah. Well, he goes back, and that's when he actually gets kidnapped by pirates.
Oh, I thought that happened when he was like a younger child.
No, he gets kidnapped by pirates. And have you heard that story? It's so funny.
I think so. But tell it.
He gets kidnapped by pirates. And the pirates ended up really liking him because I guess Julius Caesar was just a really likable guy. And, you know, they wanted a ransom for him. And he's just like, that's not enough. You know, you know who I am, you know, Julius Caesar. And so they asked for a certain ransom. And then they end up taking him back. And he's like jokingly, he's just like, hey, when I get back, I'm going to have you guys crucified once I find you. Right? And they're like laughing about it. That's and then funny. He gets back to Rome and he actually finds them and crucifies them. Guy's crazy.
They're like, oh, you were serious?
Yeah. Well, he goes back and, you know, the Senate, they're against him because they were following Pompey. So now they're kind of like sweating bullets because now he's back and he's just like, I could have all you guys killed and all this stuff. He goes, but I'm going to forgive what you guys did. But I'm also going to be the
not
dictator.
Not going to forget.
Well, he's just like, I'm going to be the dictator now. So because he forgave them, they felt like, indebted to him, so that's why they all voted him in as the dictator.
Yeah.
As a temporary dictator.
Yeah.
While he fixed everything. And he did fix everything. Like, he helped the economy. He gave jobs. He built libraries. I mean, Rome began to thrive economically under Julius Caesar. But he got so good at it that he's just like, you know, I think I'm going to be just a permanent.
You know, I like this.
I'm doing good. Yeah, he's just like,
I'm good at this.
That, and I think that's what everyone was hoping for when Trump, the whole thing.
Yeah, January 6th. People were saying he's going to cross the Delaware. It's going to be like crossing the Rubicon.
Yeah. they're hoping he just take over because he just doesn't. I mean, my Hispanic family, who are now, they're legal, they were hoping that Trump would just stay in office. They loved him.
Yeah.
Like, my dad was just like, he's done so much good for the economy. I hope he stays. You know, but that so Julius Caesar did that, and he created all these aqueducts or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Rome just loved him, and so he's like, you know, I think I'm going to be the permanent dictator. I'm just going to be the king. And he even started dressing like the king even prior to that, like wearing purple robes and all this stuff or whatever.
And that's kind of when it stopped being a republic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And then they assassinated him, which is the worst thing they can do, obviously. You know, because no one was happy about that. Everyone grieved that he was.
Yeah.
He was
then gone. Then it was like his son-in-law or like his or his stepson or something. That
yeah, it was like a stepson.
Or his
Brutus or whatever.
Brutus was the guy who betrayed him.
Oh, Octavius.
Yeah, but then he also went by Julius Caesar, like Octavius or something like that.
Oh, well, that's where all the Caesars came.
That's why every king, all the kings in Europe
killed him.
The Senate.
The
killed
Senate
him.
Killed him. They all
no, murder. Who?
They all did. They all shanked him.
They stabbed him.
Man.
He came in, and he's just like, they thought they were just going to have a meeting. And his stepson, or I don't know if it was his nephew or step, no, his stepson, basically, you know, they conspired against him, and they all
shanked. I thought it was only one person.
No, it was all of them.
It's because he kept disobeying them. Like, the Senate hated him.
Yeah.
He just kept going. Like, they told him to stop going to Gaul, and he just kept going. Yeah. He just kept going.
Imagine today the Senate just, like, all stands up and stabs.
Oh, yeah. They didn't want him to go to Gaul because he just kept conquering more land. Like,
yeah, he was becoming more and more powerful. He was putting his buddies in charge.
He was becoming more powerful and more popular, too.
Yeah.
because Rome was all about, Rome was all about glory. Like, the more you conquer for Rome,
he was
like
defeating
the more
Rome's
of a hero.
Enemies. He was defeating Rome's enemies,
and he expanded the Roman Empire more than anyone.
Yeah,
especially when you went into Gaul.
Yeah, which is like France.
Yeah, and he and then his war stories are just epic as well. Like the way he conquered Gaul. And just fought enemies on both sides and defeated both. He was just like an amazing guy, you know. But he ended up dying. He just didn't come back to life, though. But you know what? Every dictator thereafter wanted to call himself Caesar.
Yeah, all the kings
Europe. The czars, what do you call them?
The czars.
That's like
the Kaiser of Germany.
Caesar, because they all want to be like Julius Caesar.
Oh, like for like after Rome fell, basically like Europe's pastime was trying to prove that they were the new Rome. Mm-hmm. Like every kingdom was like, oh, we're the successor of Rome. No,
yeah,
he became
like the standard.
Yeah,
because he was such an amazing. He was actually supposed to go into. I forgot already. He was supposed to go to some new area to conquer.
Was it Persia, Parthia?
I think it was Persia, because they had failed conquering that land, and he's just like, you know what, we're gonna go and take over. But right before he was going to leave, that's when he met with the Senate, and that's when they assassinated him.
Or maybe it was the Britain, like the British.
No, I don't think it was the British. It was East or something. Although the British, Rome had trouble with the Gauls thereafter, didn't they? Like years and years afterwards?
I think they had trouble with the Germanic
tribes. Oh, the Germanic tribes. That's what it was. That's the whole story with Arminius and all that. You don't know who Arminius is?
Isn't Arminius the theologian from like...
Arminius is the guy who originally was part of the Germanic tribes, and he was taken into captivity. But then he got assimilated into Rome.
Oh, you're right.
And then he became like a general, but then he betrayed? He betrays Rome.
Mm.
And he recruited all the Germanic tribes to be under him to fight against Rome. And it was like one of the greatest losses that Rome had ever experienced in that part of the world that belonged to them.
The Germans destroyed it.
Yeah. The barbarians.
Yeah. All that to say, Roe versus Wade.
Oh, yeah. How do we get into that? Oh, yeah. Because of the Renaissance painting stuff.
Italian guys.
Italian guys. That's where they come from. Well, I mean, like, yeah, if it is repealed, I mean, that would be awesome.
Well, what's interesting is I think one of the justices, he's the black one. I think it's Clarence or something like that. One of them in this draft, they also talk about how like the reason Roe versus Wade was passed was because there's other precedents that were passed, like the legalization of sodomy, which is like another one called Lawrence versus Thomas or Lawrence versus, I can look it up.
That was repealed?
No. But he's saying in the draft, he's saying like, one of the reasons we passed Roe versus Wade was because we were following a precedent we had
set by other cases.
Set by other cases like Lawrence versus.
Dude, imagine if sodomy became illegal again.
It's Lawrence versus Texas is what legalized sodomy.
That would be.
And it was in 1990.
I'm sorry. Did you say Texas?
Lawrence versus Texas.
Oh, never mind.
It's just the name of the.
I know. I was just trying to make
a call. I guess Texas lost.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Texas.
Yeah. I think it's what it is.
Just kidding.
So all of Texas going to take on one homo? Come on.
All of Texas going to beat one homo? Sad.
So they're saying, like, the way they talk about Lawrence versus
Everything's
Thomas,
bigger in Texas, including the losers. No, I'm just kidding.
They only got two things in Texas. What? Steers and queers.
Tis true. Lawrence versus Texas. Lawrence versus Texas was a landmark decision of the U.S. Supreme Court in which the court ruled the sanctions of criminal punishment for those who committed sodomy are unconstitutional.
2003 is decided.
How in the world is that unconstitutional? So, well, you know, if they repealed Roe versus Wade,
basically what they're saying is that like the precedent that this set is not at all valid. It's basically you can't protect somebody's personal preference as a right. Is essentially what it says in the draft. So this one doesn't make sense. The same-sex marriage one in 2015 doesn't make sense. And Roe versus Wade, which is like 2004 or something, doesn't
make
sense.
So they said all of those.
Well, only one of the justices said that. And he's like I think it's Alito is the justice, or either him or Clarence. Let me get it right. Yeah, but he's basically saying that precedent is not valid. Yeah.
I would have a hard time believing that the country would just just take it lying down. You know what I mean? Like,
crazier things have happened. Remember when like the whole country banned alcohol and like,
yeah, but like in the, what is that, 1920s? Yeah. The roaring 20s?
Yeah.
Prohibition?
Yeah.
I mean, things have gotten a lot worse since then, you know?
That's
I'm talking about the minds of Americans, though. Mm-hmm. Because even conservatives and...
Even conservatives are like same-sex marriage, you know, they, it's freedom, all about that. Libertarian. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it just seems kind of far-fetched.
Yeah, this one tweet, it says, Alito actually makes it extremely clear that he is not including Lawrence, which is the sodomy one, or Obergefell, which is the same-sex marriage one, in his category as safe precedents. Instead, he appears to include them as an example of illegitimate rights, like abortion, which he is overruling in this very opinion.
Mm. He's insinuating that...
Yeah, they're illegitimate, like, constitutional rights, yeah. Essentially. So, it's interesting.
That would be... I mean, I'd throw a party for the church if that ever happened.
Yeah.
Even though if it's just, like, a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, you're just going a little bit in the right direction.
Yeah.
But...
Look up the religious makeup of the Supreme Court real quick.
You know, look it up, Eli.
Catholics and Jews? Probably.
Probably.
Half Catholic, I mean, half
Jew. I guarantee there's no fundamental Baptist on there. The religious makeup of the Supreme Court.
Sure. Just click the second link.
Six yeah, Catholics, two Protestants, and one Jew.
The current.
This is not good.
The current bench.
This is not good.
That's the current bench, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Crap.
It's all Catholics and Jews.
How do you guys even see that text? I have contacts on. I don't see it.
Dude, you're blind. I know. This sounds like a bad bar joke. All right, Catholics? So six Catholics, two Protestants, and a Jew walk into a Supreme Court.
They accidentally overturn Roe versus
Wade. 91 have been from various Protestant denominations. 15 have been Catholics.
That's like all history, I think.
Dude, are we really going to believe that only one of them is a Jew?
Two of them are Jews. That's
it says one. Oh. This is two Protestants, my friend.
Same thing.
was Ginsburg the Jew?
I think Ginsburg was the other Jew, and she died. That's why.
Oh,
the other Jew.
Yeah.
Huh. That's pretty. That's interesting.
Yeah. No. It's two. Right now, it's two Jews. It's Stephen Breyer and Elena Kagan are two Jews on there.
You know they're not cool with it.
No, they're definitely not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so if it's not repealed, big surprise, right? If it is repealed. Big surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of wonder, like, all right, so what direction is this going to go in?
Yeah.
Because if it's not repealed, God, in my opinion, even if it is repealed, God's still going to judge this nation because he's not just going to overlook all of the millions and millions of babies who have already been murdered.
Yeah.
So God will require the blood at their hands, right? Like, he's punished nations even generations after the generation that committed those crimes. And so it's like, America's still going to get punished. So if it's not repealed, God's still going to punish the nation. If it is repealed, maybe it could extend that judgment a little further back.
Yeah.
Or it just means that we're possibly in the beginning stages, culminating to the end times.
Mm-hmm.
Although we would technically be considered in the end times. I mean, like, the platform, setting up the platform for the Antichrist.
I just want to hear your opinion on this. I don't, personally believe it, but what do you, there's a lot of people who say, like, well, how do you know it's just not going to get a lot better? How do you know it's just, this is just, like, not, like, as we've seen in history where things got really bad, then things got a lot better?
I don't really have solid evidence as to why it can't get better.
Mm-hmm.
It's just based upon the religious climate of Christian churches.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't seem as though it's going to get
better.
But
don't you think, playing the devil's advocate, like, don't you think there's been times in history, like Catholic Rome, like the Dark Ages, where like Christianity was really suppressed and all this stuff?
Well, I don't mean we're being so persecuted, although that is the case. I mean, like, the religious climate of Christianity is bad.
Mm.
When the Roman Catholic Church persecuted Christians in times past, it just made Christians stronger,
mm-hmm.
right? Whereas now, it's like Christians who are persecuting Christians, or just Christians in general are just lukewarm. They're not necessarily standing up. It's like being diluted,
right?
A lot.
Like, even you're saying, basically, even Catholics back then weren't as bad as like so-called Christians now, essentially.
Well, what I'm saying is that this is how we can determine if it's going to get better or worse. It's not based upon the actions of our nation. It's actually based upon the churches. Because
mm-hmm.
if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. So God holds Christians responsible and churches in general responsible to turn the nation back to a righteous nation. They have to become a righteous people.
Right.
And so, but the truth is that churches today are more Republican than they are Christian.
They themselves have to get right.
They themselves have to get right and stand for right.
Right.
But I don't think you can say that with the churches of today. Like churches of today, obviously, I'm not saying they're not soul winning. There's plenty of churches that are soul winning. There's plenty of churches that are preaching from the King James Bible.
They're just getting softer and softer. They're not getting harder.
Yeah, and they're not necessarily preaching hard against sin anymore. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, and I'm speaking obviously primarily of fundamental Baptists, but even beyond that, you have the non-denom churches or whatever. That
they're a total write-off, basically.
Yeah, and they're more conservative than they are Christian sometimes.
Right.
You know, they stand more for conservative values and political things than they do for the Bible. And the proof of that is that this is how you can tell how Christianity really is can you preach something that is just clearly laid out in the Bible? And what is the reaction of just Christians in general to that message? You know, when you preach against sodomites, you preach against just basic sins in Romans 1. You know, if Christians, obviously the world's always going to react to that.
Right. But if Christians are gawking at it.
Yeah, if Christians are like, oh, this is too much or whatever. If Christians are condemning Christians for it, it kind of shows you that churches are not in a good spiritual place.
Right. If old IFB is looking at us and saying like, oh, you can't touch Leviticus with a 10-foot pole. Then
yeah. And then also, which would also lead into, if this happens, this type of thing would appeal to those types of Christians. The ones who are not willing to stand up for what the Bible actually says, because this is more of a political thing. So they're more geared towards making a difference from a political perspective, not necessarily from a biblical
to make it look like we're winning, basically.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The kickoff for end times is a great falling away.
Correct.
Because the modus operandi of Babylon, wow, it's not necessarily just...
This guy's bringing Latin in here.
He's been waiting this whole podcast to say that phrase.
Oh, keep going.
Babylon is not about saving lives. Like, it doesn't care about, you know, abortions.
That's true.
Like, Satan wants to kill as much as he can. So if it actually gets repealed, it would probably scare me more because it will sway.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
It would sway Christians more towards like
a political. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Looking for a savior in like political.
Yeah, well, it'll validate what they've always thought. Like the way we can change and save our nation is by having
through politics,
good leaders. Whereas that's not what the Bible says.
Right.
And people can point to magistrates in the Old Testament. But they have to realize that these magistrates were set up by God himself. You know, that these were magistrates who believed in the God of the Bible, and they carried out, you know, religious laws. You know, you have kings of the Old Testament who would break down the houses of the Sodomites and, you know, take them out of the land. That's not happening today.
It always, like, for me, it always just boils down.
And say, you know, we believe in the God of the Bible.
Right.
Well,
I don't think it's completely out of the realm of possibility. It's just in the 90s they were busting. It's not that long ago. It's like 30 years ago they were busting like gay bathhouses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's entirely out of the realm of possibility. Like, you were alive in the 90s. You were alive in the 90s. Like,
yeah.
You know?
That'd be cool. Yeah, in San Francisco they were doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it kind of shows you that I think that was more of a political thing because obviously that didn't do much for us.
It's scary when that happens.
Because although they broke them down, I mean, we're a lot worse now.
When it comes...
I'd say we're a lot worse now because we stopped breaking them down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I think that happens not because of the political leaders. I think
it's
happens
because...
It's the hearts
of the people.
Well, I think it's Christians.
Yeah, the hearts of the Christians.
Because God holds Christians responsible for... you know, preventing judgment to come upon a nation. It's based upon what they're willing to do, be a light. And it seems as though Christians have relinquished their responsibility to be a light in this nation to political leaders, whereas it's not their responsibility.
Right.
You know, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I always just think of the verse where Jesus says, if you're not with me, you're against me. So no matter like how badly the world wants to, or America wants to feign itself to be like a just nation, even like passing all these things, if you're not with Christ or for Christ, you're against them.
Yeah.
So that's why it would be more alarming to me if they actually start getting all conservative and let's say like free speech
it's,
does reign.
Yeah, because it's like they're becoming righteous without God.
Yes, correct.
That's even worse. Like, they're, it's like what Romans 10 says, that they're going about to establish their own righteousness and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. So that's a little scarier. Now, obviously, we're saved. Our church is a righteous church. Churches like ours are righteous churches. And so if this thing were to be repealed, we would rejoice. You know what I mean? Like, we would be happy. We would talk about it. And we would thank God for it. But I don't think it would change much, though. You know what I mean? Like, it just,
because somebody who wants to murder their child is going to do it anyway, regardless of what the books say.
I just think the, you know, obviously what happens in this land is just a reflection of a lack of light in this country. And so, like, if we were to look at this and say, okay, you know, it's going to be repealed, so this should match up to the spiritual temperature of Christians today as well, then. But you don't see Christians.
But the spiritual temperature of Christians isn't getting better.
Yeah, so something's off there. You know what I mean? So it's, this isn't necessarily an act of God, because this would be an act of God if, like, the Christians would be on the same level. But it's not. So you got to wonder, like, where's this coming from?
I could see, though, the new IFB in, like, 20, 30 years just eclipsing the old IFB and being even bigger than the old IFB.
Maybe, yeah, I agree with that.
Like, getting even to the heights of what's it, Brother Hiles.
Yeah, I think that would be cool. I mean,
but
I think
do you see that in the realm of possibility? Look.
Okay.
I think anything in that regard is possible.
So here's the Bible verse, right? And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, is it no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
I like the ad lib.
So whose end shall be according to their works. So they may say one thing, but their works are going to be something else entirely.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say like they're angels of light, like they seem as though they're righteous people.
Yes, that's what I, you know what I mean.
Correct.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that would have been better. That was a better interpretation.
He's like, well, so basically, all these people are good people.
So I really like this verse. That's it.
He's like, oh, wait, that was the wrong verse.
I just wanted to share that with the.
I was looking for John 3:16.
What is the one on the internet?
Where's the one on tongues?
On what?
On tongues.
Oh, I know this had nothing to do with what we were talking about, but
I just read this in my Bible today. What do you guys?
So the Bible says, means? And the dirt came out. What do you think about that?
I just thought I thought the way you're interpreting that is that these guys are basically putting themselves forth as ministers of righteousness.
I was exactly.
That's exactly.
That's
what
exactly. What I mean. Why would you think that I meant anything?
But you have
different?
To consider how the verse ends. It says, "Whose end shall be according to their works." So even though they feign themselves to be righteous and ministers of light, their works will prove otherwise.
Yes, correct. I agree with that. I think it just would have been more epic if you would have focused on that first part. No, I'm just kidding.
Just goofing on them.
We all understand the first the thing, part.
Like, I know Christians who think, like, well, political, like, if this, whoever, like, the guy who, or which one of the Supreme Court are the ones who brought this up?
It was Alito.
Is he a Catholic, Protestant, or what is he?
I think he's a Catholic.
Okay. So look, he's a Catholic, right? So, you know, I'm sure there's Christians out there who are like, well, that's a righteous man. You know?
Samuel Alito, Catholicism.
I'm just like, but he's a Catholic, though. Yeah. You know, let's just go ahead and put a downer on that, put a wet blanket on that.
And this is,
did you know about this?
This is the other super far right. He was appointed by J.W. Bush.
Is he a Catholic?
He's a Catholic as well.
There you go.
This is the guy who was talking about illegitimate rights for like Lawrence.
They're appealing to the conservative crowd. You know.
Did you know about that? Jack Treber opening up Congress with prayer.
Yeah, he mentioned that in his sermon.
I know.
This is like the highlight of his life.
Did you preach?
He's going. He's going to Washington D.C.
Well, this happened in 2018.
Oh.
2018.
And he met Trump or something.
That's like the highlight that's of their life.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if he asked.
You'd rather meet
money.
Him than the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, look at that! There he is. He's beside behind the speaker.
Right there. Look, see.
Freaking Mr. Burns, dude.
There's all.
He goes, "Amen and a woman."
He called it a sacred. in his sermon, did he call it a
sacred place?
Yeah.
And he calls us
doctor. Oh, doctor.
Excuse me.
Look.
Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you so much, Almighty God, that we can come to your presence. And
yeah, because God is there, right?
God's everywhere, Hike.
We thank
There's certain places where he's just not. His presence is not there, though. Not because he's not omnipresent, but because that place is so desecrated. Their children, their
mates, their grandchildren. What is he talking stupid about?
Stupid tie. What the hell is that?
Look at his stupid tie.
Reverend Jack Treiber? Lord, it is my prayer that as our is that tie from the Riddler?
Yo, for real. He dipped it in uranium.
I'm pretty sure the Riddler wore that.
Jim Carrey.
Dude, imagine if you had the chance to do this.
Oh,
you
man.
Would, like, what is he even talking
never,
about?
I would never. I'd be. Some sniper would take me out, bro, just because I've been saying like, some crazy okay, stuff. Like, I'm like, destroy this place, Lord.
Now get the hell out. Now go get your shine box. What?
Now go get your stinking shine box.
I like the first comment. Oh, brother, please. No prayers ever. Keep it home.
Keep it home. Why are we having prayers in Congress?
Where?
He's getting persecuted.
Oh, yeah, he mentioned on that sermon that it was like a sacred place. It's like, yeah. you
for you.
Kidding me, dude.
For Satan.
Oh man,
dude! If he had the best chance to go up there and just rebuke them for their wickedness,
yeah.
And he just talks about like, please protect the grandchildren. Like, what are you even talking about? The mates?
Well, that would have been awesome. Lord, imagine once in a lifetime opportunity.
Lord, smite you them. Let not be them written with the righteous. You shouldn't be blotted out of the book of life.
You should have locked Jack Treiber in his hotel room, and you should have gone up there. Just said you were Jack.
Yeah, Treiber. I'm Jack Treiber. You look a little different. I know.
My real name is Jacques. I'm all Treibers.
Let's pray.
You have to wear like a bald wig. And then you take the bald wig off. It's like full hair.
It would be straight imprecatory if I ever prayed there.
Oh, man. Would you pray against them? He's praying for them.
Oh, man. Pray not for these people. That's what the Lord told Jeremiah. Oh, Jack.
Oh, Dr. Jack.
Hey, you know what's funny is that... So he prayed for them, right? Well, that didn't help him much during COVID because remember they shut down his church.
Well, his like pastime is garnering sympathy to the government and stuff.
And
like
he was shut down for like how long? And it looks like that didn't help him much, you know.
The only thing I admire about Jack Treiber is like how he could vibrato his voice. That never ceases to amaze me.
That's because he's dying. Perfected. That's not on person. It's on purpose.
It's like the begging. I don't know.
That's
dude.
The old IFB voice, bro. Everybody does that.
Not everybody does it, man.
Only used to do that.
Well, you know, Lord willing, it is repealed. That way, more lives can be saved. You know, more children can be saved through that. So it would be a good thing if it was repealed. Obviously, on the grander scale, it would just mean that. In my opinion, darker days are ahead because it's such a jerking of the wheel, too. You know, it's just like such a.
I don't think it's gonna.
You know what I mean?
But
it's scary either way.
The pendulum does swing very violently.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just like such a sudden thing. Like since 2020, everything's just like whoever's driving the wheel is just like COVID, mask, vaccines,
war.
And it's just like,
BLM.
Oh, dang, who's driving this thing? And then all of a sudden, it's just like, oh, we're on the
Jack
right
track. Jack Treiber's driving.
Oh, look, we just made a right turn. Yeah. Oh, look, we're going to repeal Roe versus Wade. It's like, oh, snaps, okay. Oh, that's cool, I guess. But it's so dramatic that people don't have time to process it and then think like, wait, is this really happening?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We'll see.
So you kind of wonder. And then, you know, leaked files. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, really when has this ever happened? It's like...
Who leaks these? These are purposely leaked, my friends.
Yeah, it's interesting to say at least. There's no point. There's no point of leaking it anyway because it's like I don't get it.
What year is this? We're in 2022, so almost done with 2022. Oh, so Biden, second year.
It went by so fast.
Is it only your second year?
It went by so fast.
That dude has lost it. I see.
Did
some
it go by fast?
Him.
Has it gone by fast?
It just like
I remember the first year, the first couple of months is like, how long has it been? Since
COVID has just felt like a blur. I think is what it is.
COVID, yeah, COVID messed with us.
Yeah,
because
we're
mentally, I think
breathing.
Wait a minute. When did
He was elected January 1st, 2021.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, he looks
look at his teeth. He looks like a hamster.
Have you seen, like, have you, dude, have you seen the differences between, like, Biden during Obama's presidency versus, like, Biden now? It's like, it looks like a totally different.
Well, they all change, though. They all change. Except for Trump.
Is it plastic surgery or
what? I think it's like, stress.
I thought they banned adrenochrome.
This dude has no stress. He defecates in his diapers. Like, what is this guy stressing about? He doesn't even know he's president. Like,
this is a complete. This guy is not aware.
This guy is not stressed about nothing.
Trump didn't change at all. That guy was not.
He just got more orange.
He just got more orange. He just went to the tanning.
The more orange he is, the more powerful he is. Damn, it's like going Super Saiyan.
That dude is orange.
That's pretty funny. I admire Trump for that, though. Trump never buckled. He never had a hard time, like, addressing. He always seems like he always looked like he had it together.
He was one step ahead.
He was always one step ahead.
You'd be in jail.
Yeah.
Let's just vote for him next time.
Yeah, I think I'm going to vote this time. I'm going to vote for him just to be entertained for the next 4 years. Because I think he's going to change anything. I just want to see him
stuff. It was a lot better. It was funnier.
What is he indicating in that photo?
How small Biden is in comparison to himself? Anyways, well, Lord willing, wow.
I don't know, I'm asking.
Dumb, dude. I got to cut that out. You just anyways. Don't have to show the photo. Well, people are going to know.
No, they won't know. Without the photo, there'll be no context.
Well, that's pretty much it, folks. I mean, unless we have something else to talk about, but I think that's essentially it.
I want
to
go.
Where is Trump right now, anyways? What is
I was about to ask that Mar-a-Lago. Same question.
In Florida, in his resort, I think. That's where he puts chilling? Out. That's where he puts out from all his.
What's the guy's name from Florida?
DeSantis.
Is he running for president?
Nothing's been announced yet. I don't think any Republicans are going to run for president. I think it's just going to be Trump. Well, it's just going to be Trump.
Oh, they're going to give him the.
So he is running again, though.
Yeah, he's announced it already, dude. The guy down the street on Orange Thope over here has a Trump 2024 flag.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, I seen that.
You when you drive down Orange,
yeah, where it says Biden sucks, or F Biden.
It's a huge like Trump 2024 sign.
Because I thought DeSantis was gonna run with him or something like
maybe
he was gonna be like his vice president.
I thought he was gonna pick Ted Cruz is what it was
as vice president.
As vice president.
Well, if it's a race and you have to run, then we all know Biden's not gonna.
Man, that means what? Let's see here. I'm gonna be 37, 38.
It's only 2 years.
I'll be 37 this year. I'll be 38 next year. So the year after, I'll be 39. That sucks.
Why?
Just getting closer to 40. It's like
40 is awesome.
How do you know you're not 40 yet?
I can't
He's
wait.
He's like,
why can't you wait?
Many people told me 40 is awesome.
I don't know.
What have you heard 40? About 40s?
I don't know.
So what makes you think? What makes you think?
Are you
it's
excited
awesome?
For your like midlife crisis or something? Like what's going on?
I already know what car I'm going to buy.
I honestly don't care how old I am. I'm 36, but I don't really know if that's considered old or young now. I don't really know.
That you're like in your prime.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
be young. No,
I don't really care either. I just don't know what people consider 36 to be. Yeah,
it's like it's like that limbo between.
Do you feel young?
Yeah, but that, I think that's because I have a young soul, though, because I do have a young soul. Like, I like to laugh. I like to have a good time. I like to enjoy life, you know. I'm kind of curious how 45-year-old me is going to be, you know, how 50-year-old.
Probably the same.
Hopefully. What was that?
It's a confirmation.
Good. All right, folks. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, and sorry. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Rod of Iron podcast. Interesting days ahead. Make sure you tweet.
Get on Twitter.
Some of the most controversial things in about a year.
Make sure you follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter. What is it again? OliveTree1569. If you follow me on Twitter and tag, can you tag people?
Yeah.
Then I will get back on Twitter and start being active on there and posting crazy stuff. And then also, hey, pray that they do overturn Roe versus Wade, because if they do, more babies will be saved because of it. But I wouldn't, I wouldn't put too much hope in that basket. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, amen. But Lord willing, it will be overturned so more babies can be saved. But that's about it, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you listen to the episodes on the website, podcast, or the, what's it called?
Spotify,
that's what it's called. Spotify. And we will see you in the next episode. Have a good night.